Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. So we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, from the seventh canto, chapter 13, entitled The Behavior of the Perfect Person, text 41 and 42. Nahang nindena chastami swabhava visamam janam ete shamsriya ashase utai katmyan mahatmani Nahang ninde cha staomi Swabhava vishanam janam Etesham shreya ashase Uttakatmyam mahatmani Nahang ninde na cha staomi Swabhava vishanam janam Ette sansriya ashase Utai katmyan mahatmani Like this, please. Shreya Ashase Uttakyatman Mahatmani Amindeya Chastrami for war. Na, na. Not. Na. Aham, aham. I. Ninde. Blaspheme. Na, na. Nor. Cha. Also. Staomi. Praise. Swabhava. Whose nature? Vishanam. Vishamam. Contradictory. Janam. A living entity or human being. Etesham, of all of them. Shreya, the ultimate benefit. Ashase, I pray for. Uta, indeed. Aikyatmyam, oneness, maha atmani, in the super soul, the parabrahman, Krishna. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sivaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada ki. Different people are of different mentalities. Therefore, it is not my business either to praise them or to blaspheme them. I only desire their welfare, hoping that they will agree to become one with the Super Soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Please repeat. Different people are of different mentalities. Therefore, it is not my business either to praise them or to blaspheme them. I only desire their welfare, hoping that they will agree to become one with the Super Soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. As soon as one comes to the platform of Bhakti Yoga, one understands fully the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, is the only goal of life. Vasudeva Sarvaniti Samahatma Sudurur Blavaha. This is the instruction of all the Vedic literature. Vedaischa Sarvair Aham Eva Vedya. Sarva Dharmam Paritya Mangekam Sharanam Vraja. There is no use in praising someone for material qualification and blaspheming him for material disqualifications. In the material world, good and bad have no meaning, because if one is good, he may be elevated to the higher planetary system. If one is bad, he may be degraded to the lower planetary system. People of different mentalities are sometimes elevated and sometimes degraded. But this is not the goal of life. Rather, the goal of life is to become free from elevation and degradation and take to Krishna consciousness. Therefore, a saintly person does not discriminate between that which is supposedly good and supposedly bad. Rather, he desires for everyone to be happy in Krishna consciousness, which is the ultimate goal of life. Om Jnana Timirandasya Gyanangran Shalaya Chaksuru Militan Yena Tasma Suru Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shimate Virabhu Prabhurite Namai Si Si Vrindata Virapada Pankaya Dini Prabhupada Nasimariha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dinamani. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauri Brahma Prachina Sesa Paschatya Desatarine. So I'm going to read the 41, the translation. Oh my Lord, sometimes I bathe myself very nicely, smear sandalwood pulp all over my body, put on flower garlands and dress in fine garments and ornaments. Then I travel like a king on the back of an elephant or on chariots or horse. Sometimes, however, I travel naked like a person hunted by ghosts. Verse 2 days. Different peoples are of different mentalities. Therefore, it is not my business either to praise them or to blaspheme them. I only desire their welfare, hoping that they will agree to become one with the Super Soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. There is a young man in India that he was getting too old, and one of his friends asked him, when you are going to get married? And then he said, well, I try, he said. I choose so many girls and I bring them to my mom. And every time I show them to my mother said, no. So he said, I brought the first one and my mother said, no. So the second one and my mother said, no. So I choose the third one, and I showed to my mother, and she said, no. Then his friend said, why don't you choose a girl that's exactly like your mother? He said, I tried that also, he said. But my father said no. So, in this material world, our choices sometimes are influenced because we are conditioned souls. And sometimes we are influenced by relatives, society, the media. And we become confused, and sometimes it's very hard to choose. Of course, in the Western countries, it's a different system, but still, there are so many problems. And in our conditioned stage, actually, we have only two choices. One is to choose for Durashraya, and the other one is to choose to Krishnashraya. Srila Prabhupada explained that Durashraya means, Dur means bad, and Ashraya means shelter. So you want to take shelter in Durashraya, that is Maya. We encounter so many problems and difficulties, and we are actually in very awkward condition. Sometimes we think that by choosing Krishna consciousness, we erase some doubts in the mind, that thinking that maybe I didn't make the right choice, thinking that maybe there is something up there, there is some happiness actually in the material world, some sense in the sense gratification, in the material prosperity. But here the Python man is declaring that everything actually in the material world is futile. That all attempts to enjoyment, all attempts for material possessions, ultimate is that are frustrated. By being the marginal external energy of Krishna, that is in Sanskrit called Tatashta, Tatashta Shakti, we have only two choices, as I said before. And because this Tatashta Shakti, anyone knows what a Tatashta means? Marginal, but the real meaning is the compound of two words, Tata and Ashta. Tata means standing, and Ashta means declivity. It's very interesting how the Sanskrits are given this analysis, we can say, that we are standing in declivity. It's like this bone over here, and we stand here. So therefore, we have the chance to slip down and fall down. That's what we call Tatashta Shakti, because we have the propensity to fall down. But we have the choice to climb up and go back to Krishna. So therefore, we have to make sure that we are making the right choices. And the highest choices is to take Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, we are in a very difficult position by choosing Maya. One time there was a rich man. He has a very talented servant. He was a writer. And so that the rich man asked him, can you write something about my future prosperity? And the servant said, sure. And then after some time, he came back and said, all right, you're already finished? Yes. He said, that was short. He said, what do you write? He said, okay. He said, you die, your son died, and your grandson died. And the rich man become kind of bewildered, huh? And upset at the same time. He said, what is the meaning of this? So I will explain to you, he said. If your son die first, there will be lamentation for you and for your grandson. If your grandson die, will be lamentation for you, your son and for you. But if you die first, and then your son, and then your grandson, that is the natural process, he said. That is the natural way. And in this way, the rich man becomes some kind of satisfied. But we understand this philosophy is actually good in material terms, but the real prosperity lies down in the spiritual understanding. Therefore, the highest prosperity and the ultimate benefit, the Shreya, is actually take shelter in the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. That is the highest understanding of life. People are making so many plans for trying to extract some happiness in the material world by the material senses, enjoying the senses and also material possessions. But all plans actually are frustrated because the material energy is so strong that they don't allow anybody to be completely successful in this material world. Maya is actually the greatest cheater because it's cheating all the living entities, thinking themselves that they can be happy sometimes. But the scriptures, the Vedas, and all the acharyas are constantly telling us there is no happiness. Because they understand and they know that we are constantly seeking for this happiness. Prahlad Maharaj in the previous verses described this tendency of looking for happiness. In one verse he says, Kutra Kutra Shisha Sruti Sukha Megatrishna Rupa. He explained that in the material world everyone is looking for material, for future happiness. But it's exactly like a mirage in the desert. He said, what is water in the desert? In other words, what is happiness in this material world? He gives so many examples how this material body is full of diseases. And also everybody, the politicians and leaders are offering happiness to everybody. Now, we experiencing how now this is shut down. And everybody is just complaining against the president, against the government, and suffering all these consequences. Because putting faith in this material energy, putting faith in something temporary, is actually hopes against hopes. And there is no other solution but taking shelter of Krishna. Krishna had designed this system of the material energy in such a way that we, ultimately, the living entity can come to her senses and realize that there is no happiness in this world, only by come back to Him. So that is the scheme of this system. Everybody in the world, especially the atheists, are wondering or accuse the religious people this, or accuse Krishna, blame Krishna for evil. But this is the plan. This is the plan. Because later on in the purport, Prabhupada explained that the good and bad are actually, they has no meaning. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita is explained, Dvaite Avadra Vadra, Dvaite Vadra Vadra, Mano Dharma, Ei Sava, Ei Vala, Ei Manda, Ei Brahma. This is Dvaita refers to the material world, and Vadra and Avadra mean good or bad. And Mano Dharma means mental speculation. And this saying this is good and this is bad is actually a mental concoction. It's all mistake, a Brahma. For this reason, the conditioned soul is making so many mistakes in trying to make plans for betterment. Recently, there was a news that the scientists they create some genetically modified fly. They call him Frankenfly. I don't know, probably it's on the Frankenstein or something. And the purpose of this insect is to kill all the pets that are eating the crops. That is alternative for the chemicals. But by trying to solve one mistake, they create other mistake, because what's going to happen when this Frankenfly propagates and multiply by millions? There's going to be another problem. Then I have to create something else to counteract this Frankenfly. I don't know, maybe they were thinking they're going to create some Frankenfrogs so they can eat the Frankenflies. So in this way, there's all the problems, trying to solve problems, and problem over problem comes. But there is no end. There is no end of problems. Therefore, good and bad is just mental speculation, as is Prabhupada explained, that if somebody is good, go to heavenly planets. But what is the use to go to heavenly planets? There is enjoyment there, as described in Bhagavad Gita, te tam bhuktva swargalokam vishalam. That is, somebody who enjoys a vast sense gratification in the heavenly planets. What did it was? Kshine punye? Kshine punye martyalokam vishanti. That when all these pious credits are exhausted, they come again to Martyalokam, they fall down again. And then evantrayi dharma prapanga, anu prapanga. That those who are adhering to these rituals of the Vedic, the three Vedas for elevation to heavenly planets, what is the last line? Gatam? Gatam, gatam, kama, kama, lavante. They attain only repeated birth. Therefore, what is the good about it? Because this world is impermanent. There is nothing good about it. Srila Prabhupada explained that. Everything is bad. Everything is bad. Also, the next point is about this Python man is talking about I only desire the welfare, hoping that they will be agreed, become one with the Super Soul. This ekatyam, aikatyam, aikatyamam, aikatyamam. Oneness, it does not refer to the Vedanta philosophy of the Mayavadis. This is explained in Sri Upanishad as ekatvam, to be one in quality. Jasmin sarva bhutanin atma eva bhut vijanata tratra ko moha kashoka ekatvam anupasyata. That the one who see the all living entity as a spiritual spark in quality, one with the Lord, he says, is true seer of things. So that one can be illusion or lamentation for him. So this ekatvam doesn't refer that the living entity is not one in all respect with the Supreme Lord, but it's in quality. Just like Prabhupada gave the example of the family, that they are agreed for the same purpose. So the living entity, when he's agreed with the will of the Lord, he becomes one. This Mayavadi philosophy, especially Lord Chaitanya was, and all the acharyas were against it, this philosophy, because it's very dangerous. We remember the story of the Mukunda Datta also, and Advaita Acharya. That Advaita Acharya, he didn't like that Lord Chaitanya gave him respect, and When Lord Chaitanya, when Advaita Acharya was in ecstasy dancing, Lord Chaitanya, and he fainted, Lord Chaitanya took the opportunity all the time to take his dust from his lotus feet. And for this reason, Advaita Acharya became very morose. So he devised a plan to preach Mayavadi philosophy. So he decides to read this Yoga Vashishta. It's also known to Yoga Vashishta Ramayana. This Yoga Vashishta was written by Valmiki. It is said that when Lord Ramachandra went touring the city, when he came back to the palace, he became dejected to see the reality of this world. More or less the same situation that Buddha happened when he saw the suffering of this world. So Dharasat, his father, asked Vashishta to try to help Lord Rama. And in this way, Vashishta Muni explained the whole Yoga Vashishta, explained all this philosophy of impersonalism to Lord Rama. It is said that he wrote it before the Ramayana. So Advaita Acharya in his home was sitting in the Vyasasan and explaining this Yoga Vashishta, how Jnana is superior to Bhakti. How he was comparing this Bhakti to Vishnu was like a mirror, and Jnana was like the eyes. He was saying, what is the use of the mirror for a blind man, the one who cannot see? So therefore, his jnana is superior to bhakti. Bhakti, without jnana, he says, is practically useless. So Lord Chaitanya was getting to Santipur with Lord Nityananda. And at that moment, he arrived at the house. And then Lord Chaitanya, he was already angry because Lord Chaitanya knew what was happening. And then he said, Acharya, you are saying that jnana is superior than bhakti? He said, yes. He said, jnana is superior. And Lord Chaitanya became so angry, and he pulled it out from the Vyasasan, and he dragged it to the backyard, and he started to beat him up. And Mother Sachi Devi, the wife of Advaita Acharya, he trying to stop Lord Chaitanya. He said, stop. He said, you're going to kill this poor man. This is an old brahmana. But Lord Chaitanya was so angry. And Advaita Acharya was in ecstasy. He said, alas, now, he said, my desire has been fulfilled. Lord Chaitanya, he said, now he accepts me as inferior. So in this way, he was successful in his plan to take the inferior position of servants of Lord Chaitanya. This philosophy of Advaita, the oneness, is very appealing for people in general, because by being one, equal to God, we are no compromise. We are no, people are not, they don't have to submit. They don't have to feel inferior, like owing something to a superior person. And this way, this Mayavadi philosophy is very popular in India and in Western countries also. Because the idea of submission and to be serving is not compatible with the false ego. Some people ask, there is any religion in which when there is no submission and service and to be servant to God? He said, I will happily join. So this is the idea. But actually to be servant of Krishna is the highest position, even serving of the servant, spiritually speaking. And there is no shame, because they feel shame to be a servant. I want to make the last point that when Prabhupada said there is good and bad, to understand better this concept, there is one story to illustrate these two concepts. There is one Chinese farmer. And he was very wise. He owned a horse. He had a son. And one time, They lead the horse loose to eat some grass, and they are in the surrenders. And one time the horse got lost. And the community there, the farmers, they know each other and they know what's going on among themselves, just like a New Dharka community. Something happened to somebody, everybody knows. So in this way, when they find out that the horse, the Chinese farmer was lost, they all came to him and say, "Oh, we are so sorry. This is very bad fortune. He said you lost your horse. Maybe somebody stole it. That is really bad." And the wise Chinese farmer said, "Maybe yes, maybe not. Maybe it will be bad, or maybe it's good." And after 3 days, The horse came back with two more wild horses. What happened? He left, and when he was wandering around in the wilderness, he made friendship with two horses. So he came back with two more horses. So in the turn of this event, everybody came and said, "Oh, what a good fortune. Now you have three horses, not just one." Everybody was, "And this is really good." They said, "Maybe it's good, maybe it's not." He said, "Maybe it's bad." He said, "The Chinese woman, maybe yes, maybe not." And then happened that his son, training one of the wild horses, he fell down, he broke his leg. So in this way, everybody came again to the Chinese farm and they say, "Oh, what a misfortune, what a bad luck." He said, "Your son broke his leg. This is really bad." And the Chinese farmer say again, "Maybe yes, maybe not. Maybe it could be bad, maybe it could be good." So after some time, there was a war. There was some conflict with another place or country, and then there was a war. So the government was drafting, and they came to the house, and they tried to get his son to war. But because he has the broken leg, they didn't take him. So at this point, everybody came and said, "Oh, what a good luck." He said, "What a good fortune, because your son has the broken leg, he didn't go to war." And then he said, "Maybe yes, maybe not." He said, "Maybe good fortune, maybe not." So in this way, the story goes on and on. And there were things that could appear good or sometimes appear bad. But there is not actually good or bad, because we don't know what is the future events that's taking place in this situation. Only Krishna, who knows past, present, and future, actually knows what is the real interest of the living entity. Therefore, explaining this is good, this is bad, it's actually mental concoction. Like sometimes we say death is bad. But it's happened to my enemy, that is good. But if that happened to me or to some relative, this is bad. So this is all mental concoction. Prabhupada gave the example of electric powerhouse. That actually electricity, neither good nor bad. The electricity is just electricity. But in home, he said, we have the stove that make it hot and the refrigerator that is cold. So we can say either one is cold or hot, but electricity is neither hot nor cold. So in this way, hot or cold is just mental concoction, he said, because when sometimes it is really cold, like for example, within winter, the water is so cold, we feel. Fortunately, we have hot water in the ocean, and very rare any devotee take cold showers. But in winter, it's very pleasing to take cold showers, in summer. But now it is getting cold, it's not very pleasing. So everything is about mental concoction. So therefore, the word Shreya in this verse, the ultimate benefits, is to take shelter from Krishna. This is the Shreya, the ultimate benefit of the living entity. And all the temporary benefits in this world are actually no use. There is no use because it just only brings a repeated birth and death and the struggle for material existence. So in this way we can stop this material existence and once for all to achieve the highest destination by trying to become Krishna consciousness. So I stop there. Is there any questions? Thank you so much. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.
Sorry, Maharaj.
It's beautiful.
Yes.
Seated, not such.